This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, all about the ground game now. At this point in the usual election, some might say that it's all over but the shouting. But in the U.S. election, the shouting has been endless and is expected to continue even after the voting is finished. This is a time when whatever can be said has already been said. Now it's all about the ground game. It's GOTV, get out the vote time. For a change, even the upshot guy at the Times, who lives and dies on polling, concedes that it's all about turnout. He also notes something that's often hidden in the polls, even when they focus only on chronic voters, as opposed to registered voters in general. He writes, "But this election seems different. As we've reported all cycle, Democrats excel among high turnout voters, while Trump is strong among relatively low turnout voters. He's made his biggest gains among low turnout demographic groups like young men and non-white voters. In the most recent wave of New York Times, Siena College polls of key battlegrounds, Kamala Harris led collectively among voters who turned out in recent primaries or the 2022 midterms, while Trump had a 12-point lead among 2020 but not 2022 vote and a 19-point lead among those who didn't vote in 2020 but who were registered at the time. New registrants are evenly divided." That's very interesting because it clearly states that whoever does best at turning out their voters could be the big winner here. It also underlines the big challenge facing former President Trump because he's betting on a single contractor, Turning Point Action, that has never been tasked with this effort in a presidential election and is untried. Some state Republican parties have been so skeptical of Turning Point Action that they're putting resources into the kind of GOTV that they've done in the past, lacking confidence that the new approach will work. An op-ed co-authored by progressive pollster Celinda Lake and a Republican pollster highlights this problem. They agree that there's never been a bigger spread, some 43%, between college-educated women and non-college-educated men. That spread favors Kamala Harris' campaign because college-educated, often suburban women are frequent, chronic, don't miss an election from school board to president voters, and they're loving her. The inroads that Trump has made with workers and men without college education is a serious problem for the future conception of the Democratic Party. But in this election, the cutting edge for Trump is that this group is not as dependable in actually showing up at the polls. Ginger is key here as well, and a double-edged sword. Harris, to my reckoning, has presented her campaign much better than Hillary Clinton, even if she says nothing about glass ceilings and being the first woman president. She's able to make that point more strongly by campaigning on abortion, as many men who may not vote for Harris because she's a woman may be offset by women who say, "What the heck, it's past time." I would also bet, if I were a betting man, that the crazier Trump has gotten in this campaign, the more likely women will vote for domestic security and tranquility rather than bring in the chaos. Regardless, it's all about turnout now, so we'll see soon who does the best at this in 2024. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.